弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
这母亲节快乐。
Happy Mother's Day to all mothers.
那我们不是只有一句话，等一下还会再快乐一次。那晚上可能回去你们家里还会有很多快乐。
I believe this is not the first time we say happy, to mothers because I believe we have some celebrations later on and in the evening.
好吧，我们按照往例跟左右邻居握手问安，好吗？
So greet those around you.
我们再次低头祷告。
Let's look up to the Lord again.
父兄，我们再次在你面前来等候你。
Father, we come and wait for your instructions.
我们求圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
你开我们的心，使我们能够明白属灵的奥秘。
Open our hearts and minds so we can have better understanding of your secret.
求主你开通我们，使我们能够听得明白。
Give us an attentive ear so we can understand.
愿你继续坚固我们。
Strengthen us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
前两天在一个网络的新闻里看到一个报道。
Couple of days ago, I saw a news on the internet.
那报道说母亲节快乐。
Talking about Happy Mother's Day.
那是对一个41岁的妇女向她庆贺。
And mentioned Happy Mother's Day to the 41 years old woman.
Yeah, 有什么特别的地方？
What's special about this woman?
因为她怀了第18胎的孩子。
Because she is pregnant with the 18th child.
这个第18个孩子呢，在明年的1月会诞生。
The baby is due next January.
这一家人呢，他们是在 Arkansas 那个地方。
They live in Arkansas.
他们有一个特色，就是所有的孩子名字开头都是 Z 开头。
And they name all 17 child starting with a J.
也是一个 homeschooled family.
It's a homeschooled family also.
这个他们的父母这个太太先生他们表示说，在家庭里面他们成功的一个秘诀呢。
They said that one of the success formula for this family is.
就是首先要有神的爱。
First, that they need to have the love of God.
那第二个呢，就是用别人去对待别人，用你想要人家对待你的方法去对待别人。
And the second thing is to treat each other like you want to be treated.
那他们有一个目标，就是让孩子们能够成为最好的朋友。
Their goal is to have each one of their children to be their best friend.
那他们也能够互相的帮助
and help one another.
让对方能够成功
make others successful.
他们说呢，假如神许可的话，他们继续的生下去。
They will say that they will continue to have children if God allows them.
我说这个不是暗示说我有这样企图要继续生下去。
I'm not hinting that that will become my family goals.
那我也不是说这个家庭的标准就一定多少孩子。
I'm not trying to set up that as a standard.
那我要强调是说，
What I'm trying to say,
因着信
is that because of faith.
我相信我们在做母亲也是父亲我们都能够养育出一个敬虔的后代。
Because of faith, I believe all the parents can build up a child to be righteous.
我们知道摩西他也是一个信心的榜样。
And Moses is an example of faith.
那这也可以追溯到他的家庭背景。
This can go back to his family background.
假如我们看到希伯来书第11章的23节那边有总结这么说。
If we read Hebrews 11:23, it summarizes like this.
他说摩西生下来的时候，他的父母亲见他是一个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了3个月，并不怕亡命。
It says, by faith, Moses' parents saw him as no ordinary child. So they hid him for 3 months and not afraid of king's edict.
那圣经并没有明确地记载他们因着信到底信的是什么。
The Bible really doesn't reveal the details of what it meant by faith.
当然我们可以知道他们是信神，相信神。
Obviously they believe in God.
除了这之外，我们圣经里头就没有再更详细的说明。
But beyond that, we don't have details.
从我们今天看的这出埃及记第二章一到十节里面，我们可以看出他们至少相信几件事情。
But from the scripture we had just read in Exodus, we saw a few things.
那我们今天一起来学习。
Let's learn from this passage.
首先我们看到是他们相信神的赏赐。
First, they believe the blessing from God.
那摩西不是出生在一个很好的时代。
Moses was born in the wrong time.
他可以说是一个在苦难时代出生的孩子。
It's a time of suffering.
在这个他之前的四百多年呢，其实这个以色列人住在埃及都是过着一个太平天日。
400 years before Moses was born, to the Israelites, they were having a good time, good years.
就算是埃及地或是全地有饥荒呢，他们住在那个地方，他们所住的那个地方，也因为神特别的怜悯，他们得到特别的这个礼遇，没有什么缺乏，无忧无虑。
Even in the lands of Egypt, there were famines. But however, the places that the Israelites dwelt was blessed by the Lord, and they did not suffer from the famine.
也是这样，他们人数越来越多，多到一个地步，变成人家的眼中钉。
Therefore, the whole nation grow and be prosperous, and then became the envy of the neighbors.
圣经告诉我们，有不认识的这个约瑟的一个新的王起来来治理这埃及。
The Bible said that the younger king who did not know Joseph is in rule.
从那时候开始，这以色列百姓他们进入了这个苦难的时期。
And since then, Israelites entered into the suffering ages.
在那时候，法老有这样定规，在临盆的时候，若是男孩子，就把他杀。
Verse 123 says that the Pharaoh made a rule that it would kill all the male infants of Israel.
那若是女孩子呢，就把她留下来存活。
And will allow the female babies to be alive.
所以对于要生孩子的母亲来说，父母来说，这是非常大的一个这个冒险。
Therefore, it's a great risk. To childbearing parents.
那摩西的父母没有照着自己的意思想怎么做怎么做。
The parents of Moses did not follow their own will.
然后可能也有可能会有别人来建议他们怎么样把孩子处理掉拿掉。
Maybe someone of their friends may suggest it to them that to have abortion.
可是他们都没有这么做。
But they did not do that.
圣经告诉我们他是出生在一个利未的家。
The Bible also said that Moses was born into a family of Levi.
是神的选民，也更是神拣选出来侍奉他的人。
The family was chosen by the Lord to worship him.
他们有一个敬畏的心。
So therefore, this family has a reverent heart to the Lord.
在生产的事情上，我们看见他们相信儿女是神所赐的产业。
They believe that children were the property that was given from the Lord.
就像诗篇127篇第三节那边说，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
Psalm 127 says that the fetus is the gift from God.
那若不是神所给的，我们求也得不着。
Because it's a gift from the Lord. It's not something that if you want, you can ask for.
若是神所给的呢，人就没有这权利去选择要或不要，留或是不留。
If the baby is given to you from God, then you don't have the right to choose to keep it or not keep it.
我们看到现代的时代，现代啊，这个世代呢，有许多不认识神的人。
We saw nowadays many people who do not know God.
啊，他们把生儿育女的事情看得太容易，太轻率。
And they treat bearing children as a casual thing.
还没有进入婚姻就已经决定他将来要不要生孩子。
And they make a decision of want to have a child or not even before got married.
那就算在婚姻里头怀了孕，也还在考虑要或不要把孩子生下来。
And even inside the marriage, when one is pregnant, they make a decision to keep the baby or not.
不管怎么样，都是自己在做主。
It's all man's decision.
也因为这样，丧失了许多宝贵的产业跟祝福。
And because of that, they lost a lot of blessings, and heritage from the Lord.
没有错，摩西也许他是生在一个所谓生不逢时的世代里。
Yes, Moses was born in a wrong time.
可是他仍然是一个神所赐予宝贵的产业。
But his parents treated him as the important heritage from the Lord.
在几天前我们看到这个电视上有报道缅甸遇到这个飓风的消息。
A few days ago, we all saw the great damage that the cyclone caused in Myanmar.
那他们估计呢，可能会有十万的人丧生。
The death toll was anticipated to be more than 100,000.
在那些记者所拍摄的相片里头，我看到许多尸体浮在水面上。
And from the images and pictures from the media, I saw many dead corpses floating on the surface of the water.
另外，我也看到有许多嗷嗷待哺的婴孩呢。他们等待的人家来救援。
I saw people, even baby waiting to be rescued.
那些母亲没有东西吃呢，他们也只能抱着孩子在那空等待。
Some mothers held their child in their breast, but they have nothing to eat.
也许很多人是生在这样类似这样的一个天灾当中。
There are many other people living in, born in such, bad time.
也有人生在战争里面。
Some were born in the war.
生在所谓的经济不景气。
Or in the recession.
不管怎么样，生在什么样的环境里头，的确养育上会有一些困难。
Yes, there were many hardships in raising child.
可是我们仍然要学习用信心来面对。
But we need to learn how to use faith.
那我们不要自己来做主张处理神所赐的这个生命产业。
Do not rely on our own intelligence to deal with the blessing and inheritance from the Lord.
我们相信在困难底下，照着神的心意养育的孩子绝对不会徒劳。
We just need to have faith that even under the tough conditions, if we raise our children in God's principle, it will not be in vain.
我们看见摩西的母亲就是因着信，她没有放弃。
We saw that Moses' mother, because of faith, she did not give up.
她因着信在困难之中仍然坚持下去。
Because of faith in such a difficulty and great risk of their own life, they insisted.
也是因为这样，她经历到了神的信实。
They persevered, and through that, they experienced the faithfulness.
然后看见神的慈爱在他们的家人当中彰显。
They saw God's mercy and grace in the whole family.
假如我们再回想一下，我相信我们也都知道，耶稣基督他其实他也是生在一个生不逢时的时代。
If we can recall, we remember that Jesus Christ Himself was born at the wrong time.
跟摩西同样的一个背景，就是他出生的时候那个王就要杀掉这些婴孩。
Because he was born, then Herod the king ordered to kill all the babies within 2 years old.
我们看见摩西，那个耶稣他的父母也是因着信把他给生出来。
But because of faith, Moses' parents decided to deliver Moses.
的确，神的恩典够我们用。
God's mercy is sufficient for us.
那这是我们许多人可以见证的事实。
And many of us had experienced that.
第二点，我们看到这个摩西，他的母亲养育了他三个月之后。
Secondly, we also see that, after 3 months, Moses' mother found out.
要为了要继续保存这孩子的性命。
In order to continue, to keep this baby alive.
他就为了这个孩子做一艘了一个小船呢。
She made a small boat for this baby.
在这个事情上，我们看见她相信神的一个救赎。
Because she believed God's deliverance.
这小船呢，好像在早以前那个挪亚方舟一样。
It's like a small scale of the Noah's Ark.
那象征着一个神的一个救赎的恩典。
Symbolizing God's deliverance.
我们看到那个小小的一个蒲草箱子。
And this is a basket made of papyrus.
你好像耶稣诞生在一个小小的马槽一样。
It reminds me that Jesus Christ was also born in a manger.
预表着耶稣基督将要诞生，救主基督将要诞生。
The baby lying in that manger.
现在的环境也许不是很好。
The environment definitely was not ideal.
但相信有神的救赎在其中。
But if one believes that God's deliverance is in it.
没有错，那个小小的船啊，给它放在水里，不晓得它要飘到哪里。
Yes, we doubt that how long that simple boat can survive.
像当年的挪亚方舟一样，在茫茫的大海当中行驶。
Just like the ark floating on the great waters.
即使是一个难以预料的未来，但是我们相信也在神的手中。
Even though we cannot predict the future, but we know that it's in God's hand.
摩西的母亲把它放在一个小小的这个盒子里头，这是不得已的。
Moses' mother had no other choice but do that.
那就算是有不得已的时候
，It's just like in many time, many moments of our life, we don't have other choice.
我们仍然相信耶和华神与人同在。
But when we face no other choice, we still believe that God is with us.
因为孩子是从神来的。
Because this child comes from God.
神他自己也必负责到底。
And God is responsible from the beginning to the end.
在以赛亚书第49:15那里告诉我们。
In Isaiah 49:15 it says.
好，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子？既或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
神知道这个孩子的出生。
God knows the birth of this child.
神知道这个孩子的苦难，将来要面对的这个苦难。
And God knows the suffering that this child is going to face.
神说，我永不忘记你。
And God says, I will never forget you.
刚看到摩西的母亲就为他做了这个小小的一个船之后呢，就在这外面抹上17石油。
So we saw this basket made of papyrus and coated with tar and pitch.
然后他在那当中有一个充分的准备。
So she made all the preparation she could.
然后就把它放在一个芦笛当中，水中的芦笛当中。
And placed the boat.Or basket in among the reeds.
在那里耐心的等候。
And wait patiently.
圣经告诉我们，这是孩子的姐姐远远的站着，她要知道她究竟怎么样。
And the boy's sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to her brother.
我相信这姐姐的行动也代表了一个母亲的心情。
I believe the sister's action also reflects the mother's emotion.
那母亲她是不得已的情况底下把孩子送出去。
Mom had no other choice but send the baby away.
可是你却发现她常常在她的周围在观看。
But she was always looking around for the baby.
有个人写了一个有关于母亲节的个故事。
One person wrote an article about the Mother's Day.
她说她从小呢就怕过母亲节。
She said, he or she said, from youth, I was very afraid of Mother's Day.
因为我生下来不久就被母亲遗弃。
Because my mom abandoned me soon after I was born.
每一次到母亲节的时候，她觉得感伤。
Every time we get to Mother's Day, I feel sorrow.
因为在那母亲节前后，就算电视广告也全是这所谓歌颂母亲的这种歌。
Because all the stations have those songs celebrating Mother's Day.
就是饼干的广告也是母亲节的歌。
And even some cookie commercials has related to Mother's Day.
然后每一首这样的歌曲都是让他消受不了。
And it made me sadder.
那他生出来一个多月呢，就被人放在一个火车站，在台湾新竹。
When he was he or she
he
when he was born, he was put in front of a train station in 新竹，台湾。
那时候呢，警察附近的警察看到抱了这个娃娃呢，在那乱成一团，不晓得怎么办。
Fortunately, the policeman found him.
后来他们就找到一个喂奶的这个妇人，把他先给他喂饱。
So, find a woman to nurse him.
当他睡觉的时候，他们就这些警察呢，就轻手轻脚的把他放到那附近的一个叫德兰的中心一个修道院。
Then send him to an orphanage in nearby countryside called Delan Center.
然后让那些成天笑嘻嘻的天主教修女去伤脑筋。
It's a Catholic orphanage, so there were sisters, nuns, taking care of the orphans.
那这些修女其实对着无家可归孩子特别好。
Those nuns were treated them very well.
不单单是养育养他
，Not only bring him up，
请一大批的这义工来给他做家教。
Also invited a lot of the volunteers to come to teach those orphans。
可能他是属于这种优质的学生吧。
A lot of those volunteers, maybe this kid was smart enough。
他常常代表学校演讲。
So he was good to represent his school to participate in speech contest.
还要代表毕业生致辞。
And in his graduation, he was representative to speak for the whole class.
可是呢，他从来不在庆祝母亲节的当中扮演一个担任这个重要的角色。
But he said, "I've never want to play any role in Mother's Day."
那修女们也教他弹琴。
He can play piano.
弹得很好，在四年级的时候就在教堂里头的担任这电风琴手。
Since fourth grade, he was playing the keyboard in mass.
那可是呢，他说他有一个禁忌，他不弹母亲节的歌。
A taboo. Okay. I have a taboo that I would never play anything related to Mother's Day.
当他长大当兵的时候
，When he was in military service,
有一次回到那个孤儿院去
，He went back to see the orphanage.
其中一个修女跟他说，他跟他谈一件事情。
One nun told him.
拿了一个信封给他
，Show him an envelope.
那信封里面有两张的车票。
Inside the envelope, there were two tickets.
然后告诉他呢，是警察送他来的时候呢，在衣服里面塞的一个两张车票。
And the nun said that this was the two tickets that came inside your clothing when the policeman took you over.
那但是显然是他母亲用这车票把他从他住的地方到了那个新竹的地方。
So obviously that was his mother when she abandoned this baby. Put the ticket inside.
他是先到另外一个地方，再从另外一个地方转到另外，都是慢车。显然他是不是一个有钱人。
Those train tickets were all the cheapest one. So obviously, the mother was not a wealthy person.
因为他们观察，觉得他应该是够理性，所以他就鼓励他们也回去找他的这个身世。
So this nun encouraged him because she found him to be rational enough to trace back his background.
当然，刚开始他有一点犹豫。
At the beginning, he was hesitant.
那最后他也是去。
Then finally, he decided to trace back.
当他去到那个非常乡下的地方，他发现呢，他的父母已经早就已经去世。
He finally went back and found out, the parents lived in a very small town in southern Taiwan, and at the time he found out both of them had passed away.
而且他母亲是在他去的前几个月才去世的。
And his mom just passed away a few months before he found out.
因为是一个小地方，大家彼此都认识。
Because it was from a small town, everybody knows one another.
所以他能够找到一个线索，一个警员，一个老警员告诉他，他的妈妈一直在一个学校里头当工友，就带他去这个见那个校长。
So an old policeman helped him out and found out that his mom has been a janitor in a middle school for a long time. So the policeman took him to see the principal of that middle school.
这校长问了他很多过去的事情。
The principal asked him a lot of things.
那他也一一的回答。
And so he replied.
当他发现，这个校长知道他是在北部的一个孤儿院长大的时候
，When this principal found out that he came from an orphanage，
他忽然变得激动起来。
This principal became very excited。
他就从他的这个柜子里面拿出一个大信封。
She took out a big envelope from her the principal took up a big envelope from her drawer。
这个大信封是那个母亲她去世时候在枕头旁边发现的。
It was a big envelope. People found out that was below the pillow when her mom passed away.
因为校长觉得这个东西一定很有意义，所以把它留了下来，等他亲人来领。
So the principal kept think that this envelope must be very important to the mom. So the principal decided to keep it and waiting for her relative to show up.
当他以颤抖的手拿到这信封的时候，发现在信封里面全都是车票。
And when he opened up the envelope, he found out it was all the tickets.
那都是一套一套从这南部一个小城镇，一直到北部的这个新竹那个地方来回车票。
It's all the round trip train ticket that his mom had used to go from this little town in the south.To the orphanage in the north.
那校长告诉这个人，他说他每半年的时候，他的母亲就说他要去北部看一个亲戚，但他们不晓得亲戚是谁。
The principal said that every 6 months, your mom would tell me that I'm going to see a relative in the north.
那只是他每次回来的时候，就发现他的心情特别好。
And I found that every time she came back, she was much happier.
她母亲呢，最得意一件事情就是说服一群人凑足了100万，把她拿到这个孤儿院去。
And she said, "Your mom, one of the greatest thing that your mom feel that she had done, was to raise $1 million Taiwanese dollars, from a group of Buddhist."And donate that to this Catholic orphanage.
那时候他们找他们孩子们都一起来照个相。
One day, those donors even came to visit the orphanage. So they asked all the children to get together and try to take a picture.
那他是老大不情愿站在那跟人家照相。
So even this person, while I was actually playing basketball, was.Grabbed over to take a picture, and he was very reluctant.
所以他发现呢，既然他也在这个相片里头，那他妈妈就站在离他不远的地方。
And he found out from the picture that he found out himself is inside, and his mom was not far away from him.
更令他感动的是，在他们毕业典礼的一个纪念册上面，有一页被影印的。
And I also found out, he also found out that in his graduation, probably a college graduation. There was one page in the yearbook, was one page being photocopied.
那都是同学们戴着方帽子在那个地方照相的。
Yes, it's the robe and the cap, college graduation.
当然他自己本人也在里头。
He was definitely in that.
然后他妈妈虽然离弃了他，可是仍然一直来看我。
So now he understands that his mom, although abandoned him, but constantly came and secretly to visit him.
然后他甚至应该甚至于他可能都参加着大学毕业典礼。
And most likely she even participated in the commencement of his college graduation.
这校长告诉他说，你应该谢谢你的母亲。
The principal told him that I think you should thank your mom.
然后他遗弃你是为了让你找一个更好的，帮你找一个更好的生活环境。
She abandoned you in order for you to find a better environment.
然后他们那个地方呢，很少人进高中，更不要说大学。
He said, in our small town, not many people went to even high school.
然后说留在那儿的时候，他搞不好他还会被他父亲呢整天都毒打。
If you stay home, most likely you will be beaten up by your father.
那最后就像他哥哥一样离家出走，就不再回来。
And very likely you will be like your brother, your older brother, who abandoned the family and went away and never came back.
接着校长又把那些其他的一些老师也都找来，告诉他们有关于他母亲的故事。
Then the principal found other teachers and told them about the story.
就在那时候，他突然有个冲动。
And this person had a great urge at that moment.
他问校长说：“这学校有没有什么钢琴？”
He asked the principal, "Do you have a piano on campus?"
跟他校长刚刚说钢琴不是很好，但是有个电风琴。
Principal said, "We don't have a piano, but we have a keyboard."
找到了电风琴地方，他打开了琴盖子，在那一首一首弹着一个母亲节的歌。
So he said, "I open up, I use the keyboard facing the winter sun, and I play many Mother's Day songs."
然后我要让人家知道，虽然我在孤儿院长大
，I want people to know that even though I grew up in an orphanage.
可是我不是孤儿
，but I am not really an orphan.
因为我有一直有那些好心又有教养的兄弟们，像母亲一样的把我抚养长大。
Because I have many nuns who were so kind and educated and brought me up.
难道不应该把他们当成是自己的亲生母亲吗
？Shouldn't I treat them as my own mother?
然后，更何况我的生母一直在关心我。
And furthermore, my biological mother.Continued to care about me.
那若不是当时候他这样的一个决定，果断的决定
，if it were not because of her decision to abandon me, quote abandon me,
把他放到更好的一个环境
，I would not have such a better environment.
他就不会有这个光明的这个今天。
And I'm not likely I would continue on high school or even college.
他说他过去的这个禁忌就在那一刹那消失了。
And at that moment, I wipe out all my taboos.
然后对我而言，今天是母亲节。
So to me, today is the Mother's Day.
因为这样塞满车票的一个信封，使他以后再也不怕过这个母亲节。
Because of this big envelope that was filled with all the tickets, from now on, I'm not afraid of.Facing Mother's Day.
我相信有许多母亲都有所谓的苦衷或难处。
I believe many mothers have their difficult time.
那他们或长或短，需要把孩子跟他们分离。
Sometimes they need to be separated from their children.
可是呢，他们对孩子呢深切的这种关爱却是永不改变。
But it does not hinder their love.Toward the children.
我不晓得我们中间是不是有这种类似的背景。
I don't know if any one of us has a similar kind of background story.
若是有的话，我们除了感谢神，今天把我们过去的这个救赎，把我们带到今天的日子。
If some do, I hope that we can thank the Lord who brought us so far.
我们求神挪去我们心中的一些禁忌。
And help us take away those hindrance in our mind.
或者是我们孝顺我们的母亲
so that we can pay tribute
或者是我们也能够释怀的去纪念已经过世的母亲。
Or we can remember our parents.
我们在摩西的身上的确看到神的一个拯救。
For Moses, we see the deliverance of God.
他在那个小船上，放在那个河流的小船上坐了不久之后，他又回到母亲的身边。
He was quickly returned to his mom.
结果没想到他养了儿子还得了工价。
His mom not only can nurse him but also get paid.
这是最奇妙的地方。
This is the most wonderful thing.
但圣经告诉我们好景不长，达到第十节的时候，在第二章第十节那边告诉我们，孩子渐渐长大，妇人就把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。
We see that verse 10 says the child grew up and the Pharaoh's daughter took him into her palace and he became her son.
在这件事情上我们看见他们是相信神的一个看顾。
In this scene, we believe that we saw that they believe in God's caring.
不管我们怎么养育孩子，总有分手的时候。
No matter how long we take care of our own children, there is a time of departing.
我们要学习放心来交托给主。
We need to learn when to commit them to the Lord.
摩西的母亲她清楚地知道，她今天养育这孩子只是一个恩典，出于神的恩典，她是一个托管者。
Moses' mom knows that he had this child through God's grace, and she is only taking care of the children, the kid for a period of time.
这托管呢，不是占有。
It's kind that the child was entrusted to her hands for a period of time, not so she knows she does not completely own this child.
我们所有的养儿也不是为了防老。
Just like we raise our children, for the hope that they will take care of us when we were old.
那父母是在代管神的一个产业。
Because we are the steward for God's inheritance.
这孩子跟父母一样，是一生要服侍神，在荣耀神。
The children should be like us, that our purpose is to serve the Lord. And glorify him.
我们今天这样讲，不是叫人要离弃父母，不尽孝道。
We say this is not saying that you should, the children should not abandon their parents or do nothing for their parents.
我们所强调的是说，我们要按着真理来建造一个亲子的关系。
But rather, we should establish the correct relationship with our children through the right teaching.
其实神在每一个人的身上都有一个计划。
Because God has His plan for every individual.
这好像在耶利米书第十八章第六节那边这么说。
It's like in the book of Jeremiah 18:6, it says.
他说：“耶和华说，以色列的家，我待你们，岂不能照着窑匠弄泥吗？以色列家，泥在窑匠的手中怎样，你们在我的手中也怎样。
”O house of Israel.Can I not do with you as the potter does, declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel.
那孩子跟父母一样，要让神来雕塑他的生命。
Children, like their parents, should be molded by God.
有时候神是借着别人的手来雕塑这生命。
God will use other people's hands to mold you.
摩西的母亲把他送到法老女儿那里，神就借着这宫廷一些良好的这个条件环境，把他培育成一个神将来要重用的仆人。
So Moses was prepared to be a future leader in the palace.
那我们属灵的父母也要一个属灵的眼光。
Therefore, we parents should have a spiritual eye.
我们需要一个神国度的一个胸襟。
We should have the insight and the vision of God's kingdom.
在孩子一生成长的过程，我们需要让神来介入。
We should let God interfere into the process of raising up our children.
我们学习放手来交托。
We should let God take care.
我愿意让神的旨意在孩子身上来成就。
Let God's will to be done in our children.
我相信神要给有更大的福要赐给各位。
I believe that God will bless you even more.
我相信神要使用你所养育的孩子来完成这个普世救赎的工作，来彰显神的荣耀。
God will use your children, to glorify Him and, glorify the gospel.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing that your children to be used in this way?
在美国的麻省。
In Massachusetts.
有一个父亲有一天工作回去之后呢，突然感觉非常疼痛，他就回家了，回家就在床边死去了。
There was a father who, suddenly felt ill when he was walking in the forest and went home and then died.
他没有留下任何的所谓的这个赡养的费用。
He left almost nothing of money.
留下了九个孩子。
For his 9 children.
那邻居就劝这个寡妇把孩子送出去，那减轻家里的负担。
So the good neighbors all advised this widow, to just give away, send out those, so many children.
可是当孩子睡觉之后，这寡妇就在那祷告哭泣。
When children was in sound sleep, she wept and prayed.
然后打开那个圣经，当他打开的时候，摆在他面前是耶利米书49:11。
And she opened up.The Bible, and it was Jeremiah, 49:11.
那经文中他这么说，他说：“你撇下孤儿，我必保全他们的命；你的寡妇可以倚靠我。”
It says that you left those orphans, I will protect their life, and your widow can rely on me.
在那当中，他就哭泣的跟神说。
So this widow wept and cried to the Lord.
哦、上帝，我知道是你把这些孩子给我的。
She said, "Oh Lord, I know that you gave me those children."
若我尽我母亲的责任，你也必做他们的父亲。
If I do my duty as a mother, you will be their father.
这个寡妇就是著名的布道家穆迪的母亲。
And this is the mother of the famous preacher Moody.
当他死的时候，他的墓志铭是在刻着是马可福音第14:8的经文。
When this mother passed away, on his tomb headstone, it was carved this way.
经文他这么说，他所做的是尽他所能的。
It says what she has done was all she had done best.
各位母亲们。
All the mothers,
也是我们做父亲的人
and even the fathers.
什么是尽你所能的呢？
What is try your best?
我相信，当我们用信心陪孩子走过这最重要的人生初阶啊，这就是尽我们所能的。
I believe that if we walk with our children when they grow up,
我们相信孩子是神所产业。
We believe that children come from God.
也许是生不逢时。
Maybe they came at the wrong time.
但神必救赎。
But God will deliver.
也许有在这成长的过程有变化。
Maybe the environment changes quickly.
神也会看顾。
But God will take care.
我们不要太早在孩子身上来下定论。
We should not make a conclusion too soon for any child.
神在你我孩子身上要成就的还没有完成。
God's plan on each children has not been done yet.
好，我们要继续用祷告来仰望神。
So we should constantly come to the Lord and pray.
用信心来养育他们。
And raise our children with faith.
也许我们中间没有孩子，或者孩子不在身边的。
For those who do not have children or your children are not around you.
你也可以考虑领养这个所谓属灵的孩子。
Maybe you can think about having a spiritual foster children.
关心那些有需要的人。
To take care of those who need your attention.
那母亲仍然健在的，我们要感恩，我们要尽孝。
For those who have mothers around you, we should pay our tribute and show our appreciation.
他若还没有认识神，我们有这义务要带领他来认识神。
If she's not yet in the Lord, it's our obligation to lead her to gospel.
那母亲要是不在的，我们除了感恩之外， 我们要再纪念。
If your mother had passed away, we should remember her.
我们尽我们自己做父母的这个责任来养育孩子。
And then we should be a good example for our children.
没有错，或许有人从这母亲当中受到伤害的。
And maybe some that has some suffering through the relationship with your mom.
我们也求主来医治。
We ask the Lord to heal.
来挪去我们心里面的障碍。
Taken away such hindrance.
在神里头来寻求一个复合的关系。
To find a way of recovery to take out this scar in your heart.
做一个母亲的确非常不容易。
It's definitely one of the most difficult things to be a mother.
我们说养儿方知父母恩。
When you raise children, you know, you started to understand how hard it was for your parents to raise you.
也许我们现在很多事情还不明白。
We still have a lot of things that we don't understand.
有一天神也会教导我们，让我们认识他。
And one day we will know, and we will know the role of mothers.
愿神赐福我们在座所有的母亲。
May the Lord have blessings on all the mothers.
祝我们母亲节快乐。
And happy birthday, happy Mother's Day to you.
Birthday, yeah. 好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们再次来到你面前，谢谢你。
Father, we come to you again.
用主你的话语来坚固我们的信心。
We thank you to use your own words to strengthen us.
让我们用信心来养育孩子。
Help us to raise our children in faith.
把我们的每一个孩子也能够成为一个信心的伟人。
We wish that all our kids can be giants of faith.
愿你继续赐福看顾引领我们的一生。
We ask your blessing and guidance of all our life.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.